very dicey political issue. You know, everybody sort of had it with the, you know, with doing, going back and forth and back and forth. And, you know, it just adds fuel to the fire of the crazies who are like, now they're going to keep us, you know, under their thumb with these different variants, et cetera. Moderna and Pfizer are racing to provide an Omicron specific booster by early next year. I just got the regular booster. Meanwhile, hundreds of Google employees signed a manifesto protesting the company's vaccine mandate. People are getting, you know, they're sort of, oh, someone did at the party told me they were over COVID. I was like, okay, just okay, whatever. I didn't know what to say. I just moved on at this holiday party. So what do you think? At the start of the pandemic, we talked about contact tracing and testing as a primary means to fight this. Now the hope is for better vaccines. So what does the Google News say, though, that people don't want vaccine mandates? They also don't want to go back to work, et cetera, et cetera. I know people think that Silicon Valley is liberal. It is not. I don't know why people keep saying that, just because they are nice to people.
I think it's more libertarian
people.
Than liberal.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
I think it's liberal when it's convenient. It's libertarian when they don't want to pay taxes or
that's
or
right. They're not. They're just not.
What's the total employee base of Google? I mean, it's tens small. Of thousands.
People take cues from it.
Yeah, but my sense is people, I saw the story and I thought, well, to me, this is more validation that people are fine with a vaccine mandate. If they could only get a couple hundred people to sign this thing at Google.
Yeah, that's true. It wasn't very good.
To me, it's more like, well, that means, you know, 22,000 didn't. And I imagine everyone heard about
like
it
vaccines.
And could have signed it. I think this reflects a society where there are people who get to protest and people who get healthcare and people who get to take the Google bus.
Yeah.
And people who can think big thoughts and talk about how important progressive values are. And then people in the middle of the state are like, well, isn't that nice that you have these big liberal thoughts after you get rich?
Yeah.
Whereas
these aren't liberal. These are more like, no, nobody touches my body kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I saw this as validation of the vaccines. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. People in Silicon Valley confuse me politically. So who knows why they're doing it? They just sometimes just like to do things. You're right. It's a small group of people. It is. It just is. Just like with everything else. They're a very non-political group of people and late to the point of laziness. As long as you give them dry cleaning and snacks, they just type away. And so I don't expect I don't find them to be leaders from a societal perspective or a political perspective. So I don't know. Whatever. They can yammer on us. And they love to yammer. They're yammerers of the highest degree. You're right.